opinions expressed on ACB Media are those of the content creators and should not be assumed to reflect product endorsements or the views of the American Council of the Blind, its elected officials, or its staff.
Welcome to the Hall of Fame History Project as we celebrate our 90th anniversary.
Eugene Lozano Jr. And I could talk about Gene forever. He was and is one of the foremost experts, not only in California, but nationally, on anything to do with the built environment, with transportation, a number of subjects in that area. He is an incredibly detail-oriented person. I, on the other hand, although you would think maybe an attorney would be more detail-oriented, was not. So we made a good pair because I would sort of look at the overall picture and Gene would fill in the thousands of details that we needed to make it work. Now, of course, between the two of us, it made for a lot of conflict because I like my general picture and Gene liked his details, and we probably continue to drive each other a little crazy. But we could not have achieved anywhere near what we did without the other. And there is no one in this organization who has been more dedicated to the cause of blindness and low vision as well than Gene Lozano. He gives more time than just about anyone I know, and he is a consummate professional, especially in, you know, one-on-one and situations that involve negotiating and working behind the scenes. He just is an incredible example of what a blind person can do with the appropriate understanding of laws and regulations. At Sac State, Gene was the disabled student services coordinator. He performed in that job for over 30 years. He expected a lot out of his students, and I think he tried to imbue them with the idea that they needed to be as independent as possible, and that they could be independent if they set their mind to it. In a way, he bucked the trend of modern day, you know, special education in college, because he had issues with the view that, you know, everything should be given to students. He felt you needed to prepare yourself for the big world that you were going to be working in by, you know, doing things on your own to the maximum extent possible. And I think there's no question that Gene was right in that attitude. I don't know exactly how much vision, but Gene was low vision growing up and gradually lost that vision. But he managed to overcome any obstacles that his education might have put in his way by his sheer ability to comprehend and absorb all the details that he needed to in order to do a perfect job in whatever area he was working in. He and I, we have been in a long-running fight over the name of the organization. From the very beginning, when we merged our two chapters, he wanted to put ACB at the beginning, and I felt it was totally pointless, but he has always been of the view that having ACB at the beginning of the name gives it more importance and cachet and sends a message. And so we have been going back and forth to try and make our point for the last, it's been almost 40 years now. And I don't think we'll ever come to agreement on this particular thing.
Jeff Tom. Jeff has an undergraduate degree in political science and a law degree, which he received from Stanford University School of Law. Jeff was employed 30 years in the California legislature. Most of that time was in the office of the legislative council. Jeff has been involved within the council for many decades, holding some of the following offices: president of the of the California Council of the Blind, first vice president of the American Council of the Blind, and in both organizations, he is still on their board as director. Constitution and bylaws, resolutions, convention planning. In addition to his various activities within the council, he has served on and still does many blindness-related organizations, such as the American Foundation for the Blind, the Disability Rights California, and others on the national level. He is also involved locally as the chair of the Sacramento Regional Transit Mobility Advisory Council. Jeff's leadership is well known outside of the council as immediate past president of the Disability Rights California, the Alliance on Aging and Vision Loss, the ACB Resolutions Task Force, the ACB Voting Task Force. He also serves on various state government advisory committees, such as with the Attorney General's Office and the California Department of Transportation. Jeff and I go back to the late 1970s when he was the president of the Capital Chapter of the California Council of the Blind, the original chapter, and I was the president of the ACB Sacramento Valley Chapter, which eventually became the ACB Capital Chapter. We met because of a problem that one of his members was having with K Street Mall in downtown Sacramento. At the time, it was a pedestrian mall, K Street, with fountains in the middle of it, and the fountains were opened with no barriers or anything. The member and his chapter often would walk down the street and would walk into the fountain. The city Department of Public Works asked the two organizations if they could send representatives to a meeting. Jeff and I, as president, met with them, and to our satisfaction, the gentleman that was having a problem was very pleased with the outcome. Later, Jeff and I served on the California Department of Transportation's design committee for the construction of the Sacramento Light Rail. I remember after a lot of these meetings that I told Jeff he should consider joining the council, which he told me absolutely would never occur, that he would never do that. And of course, to my surprise, within 10 years, Jeff and the California Council of the Blind, the American Council of the Blind of California, merged into one organization, and Jeff became one of the top leaders in the organization that had become one. It's been an honor knowing Jeff over the decades. He has a strong work ethic, extremely well-organized mind. Jeff is strongly wanting to encourage the infusion of younger thinking individuals, people who are thinking for the future and not living in the past, mentoring newer members and future members of the organization. He is accepting of differences. No one can always agree with everything that everyone else is thinking, and he allows a person to be themselves.
We'll be back later with another episode from our Hall of Fame History Project.
Right, and thank you again to everyone that helped put that project together. And I'm just going to, before we get started here, I'm going to take a moment of, I guess, personal privilege and just say, if it weren't for Jeff and Gene, I would very possibly not even be a CCB member, let alone be in this position. Gene was my counselor at the Disabled Student Services Office and at Tech State, and taught me a lot about advocacy and encouraged me to join CCB And then I met Jeff through another organization that he and I were both part of in Sacramento. And if it wasn't for those two guys, I probably wouldn't know a quarter of what I have come to understand and definitely wouldn't be where I am here. That all being said, welcome everyone to our 2024 business meeting. We've got things on the agenda today, such as we're going to hear minutes, we're going to hear treasurer's report, we're going to hear from Mitch Palmlands with Neil Perry, we're going to discuss some resolutions, we're going to hear a bylaw amendment, and maybe some other stuff. Oh yeah, and we're going to give away some board prizes too. So, all that being said, actually, let's see. But Lisa, before we go to you, do we have Regina here?
We did a minute ago, yes.
I believe she's here. On the panelist side, Regina?
She should be on the panelist side.
I'm here. I'm so
You're
sorry
here.
I was drinking coffee.
Ah, I should have been a server. You know, don't they always like right as you take a big bite of something, they come by? How is it today?
Yes. Okay.
Regina, I don't know. Do you want to make your announcement on your own, or do we know if we have
Judy? Do we have Judy here? If we have Judy, I don't know.
I haven't looked on the other side. Do we? Judy may be listening on ACB Media, but if not.
I don't see Judy on the attendee side.
Okay.
So it might be under their phone number if they can.
No, Judy usually comes in as her name, and Steve comes in as the phone number. So if we don't see a Judy by name,
we don't even see a Judoy.
Yeah, I was gonna say, or a Judoy. But she hasn't been out for a while.
No, so I know.
We shouldn't harass her, at least not for more than the next 5 or 10 years.
I do not see her.
All right. So,
well,
Regina, you're on your own.
Okay. Well, I do want to thank everybody that's given us feedback and offered help with this project. And Judy and I have decided to continue this project. She will continue to be the scheduler and organizer and that kind of thing. And I will continue on editing and putting them together and interviewing people. So we will be doing this, and we really want to get all the knowledge we can about the people in the Hall of Fame. We think this is really important. The major thing is I need a little break. So this will begin again in May. So if you don't get a quick call, please don't lose your enthusiasm. Use this time to organize what you think you want to say. If there's anything, anyone that's recorded before, if there's anything that somehow I edited wrong, you think I should have done differently. The beauty of this, and a lot of people will tell you up here, like Larry and Rob and Joe Green, that you can go back and redo it and make it sound like you were just talking all along. So I'm committed to seeing this project to the end wherever it ends, and so is Judy. And so, yeah, we welcome the involvement of everyone that wants to be involved.
This is Rob. I would like to thank everybody who stepped in for me and Alice due to health issues and so forth. We really have been enjoying this and appreciate people stepping forward to make this a reality.
And yes, and Rob, I'm tired of your voice because I've heard your voice so much.
I appreciate that.
But I appreciate your wonderful delivery. It was so easy to. I didn't have to edit Rob. I just had to paste him in, which was amazing. So thank you.
Well, you guys have done such an awesome job, and they have been such a pleasure to listen to. And the fact that we now have these recordings for, you know, ever and ever is going to be awesome. So thank you to you guys and everyone else who has worked on it, because I honestly don't even know who else worked on it. So, Regina, is there anybody that hasn't been mentioned that's worked on this project, you know, kind of behind the scenes of, you know, maybe submitting a name to interview or submitting a Hall of Fame member's name to have somebody talk about, or just anything that you want to talk about for a second that we haven't really acknowledged or heard from or heard of.
At the end of the whole file, so very last one, I wrote everyone's name down and I say everyone's name. So I'm going to go with my recording because I think that was way more thorough.
we are going to get to hear of that today. Cool. All right. Well, like I said, I haven't listened to any of the files, so I didn't know that.
Great. Yes.
If it wasn't obvious before, now it is.
But I do want to say that I asked Rob, you know, right when he was fairly recovering, if he could do those recordings, and he did an excellent job. And
he did.
Thank you, Rob, especially the timing of it.
Pleasure.
Yeah, no, like I said, they've been a pleasure and well done. And it's just, been a pleasure to hear about some people that maybe I've heard their names, some people maybe even I haven't heard their names. And like I said a moment ago, some people that I've been lucky enough to consider friends. So it's been really neat. So, all right. Cool. Well, we'll look forward to hearing more of those recordings going forward at different things. Maybe we can convince our new president to have him pop in at a board meeting or something. All right. Are we ready to thank you Regina and Judy for continuing that project, and thanks Regina for letting us all know about that.